Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
But high key though,
yeah.
I had my car keys wedged between my fingers just in case he got a little too close. I would have poked him.
Why are you just writing over it? Why did you just replace it?
To emphasize that it was spelled wrong.
They can't see that. Okay, this is what we're doing. So we have like a board now we use to like for topics and stuff. And of course, wait, am I like giving away topics we're talking about?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, they'll know if they see if they look at the oh my god, what is it called?
The thumbnail or no, the timestamps?
Yes,
yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but really, you know what? I didn't see anything wrong with how I spelled Israeli there. Okay,
you have to like zoom in when you edit that.
Oh, I feel like we're gonna get demonetized just for saying that word.
Really?
I feel like, I don't know, YouTube's weird, but whatever. Okay, let's throw this over there. Let's see if it actually lands properly.
No, I'm here. Oh my god.
Oh shit, sorry again last week for that little mishap. It's the first time ever we lost all the video.
I actually saw
to the podcast
a comment this like right maybe 5 minutes ago where mm-hmm. someone said, not being able to see Sada's expressions is so unfair.
See, that's the thing, man. There's a real genuine connection when they hear, when they see the reaction.
I know.
To the conversation or like what's being said.
I know.
I don't know. I tried adding something to keep the retention up.
You
and
did.
To keep people watching for some reason, or like keep listening.
Yeah.
Hopefully the like unseen B-roll, most likely, or mostly B-roll from our vlogs, and even a vlog that never came out, the which LA one? Vlog.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, which, you know,
we go to LA all the time, that I feel like it's not as special. Guess it was exciting because Hanan was with us for the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that was the one thing.
Yeah. So, but other than that, I feel like it worked out pretty well. You know, the topics were worthy enough to like, you know, still put out there, even though we couldn't put out the video.
I wanted y'all to use your minds, your imagination, as yeah. I spoke about mm-hmm. the latter half of my trip. Anyways, did you guys notice?
Oh yeah, we got
subtle flex.
But it's, you know, we're still trying to figure out like which stands to use and all that stuff. So you know, hopefully the quality this week sounds a little bit better. If it doesn't, we're still getting used to it. Like I said, every time we get new equipment,
yeah,
there's a like a steep learning curve to it, and like how to make it work perfectly, or like how to dial it down so you never have to worry about it.
Yeah,
like you guys remember with the struggle with the camera. For those who were here when we first got the new camera that we're using right now,
mm-hmm.
we switched from that to the phone to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were literally weeks where we were just fully out of focus, and even now, even to this day,
we still are out of focus.
Even to this day, there are like randomly there'll be like that one episode where I just didn't pay close enough attention and we're out of focus. But
yeah,
we're still figuring it out. We still got a lot to grow on and, you know, and to learn from. And there's going to be a lot of changes, like we mentioned last week.
Mm-hmm.
We're already like, actually, we were just before this, we were kind of like moving things around. Like things might even look a little bit different on the video today because we were moving things around and mm-hmm. trying to like figure out how we're going to orientate this room for whatever makeover we end up doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get on with the episode. Oh, yeah. And also, Ramadan Mubarak, guys.
Ramadan Mubarak, everyone.
Not going to address the fact that I'm wearing a full-on kameez right now.
We're in our Ramadan attire, like abaya and soap only, okay? So get ready for the modest wear.
I feel a little too formal, though. Because, because I live in the apartment, I took all my thobes to my apartment, of course. But, like, I forgot that we're actually going to be recording this. And typically when it's Ramadan, we try and get in the festivities and the mood and, you know, mm-hmm. try and really like just really get into it. And one way you do that is by wearing a thobe or an abaya.
Mm-hmm.
Asad is always kind of wearing a abaya. Like,
not really.
Not really, but like you throw it in there every once in a while, right?
Randomly.
Yeah,
if we record on a Saturday and we're at the musalla. Then,
yeah, but for me, like you can just because I like being able to, you know, stretch my legs a lot of times. You might not always see me in a thobe. It's very rare.
Yeah.
Just culturally, yeah, that's how I've grown up. But yeah, this is going to be a nice change for the next month or so.
It doesn't, I don't know. I guess it's not a foreign concept to me right now only mm-hmm. because I was just in the Middle East where everyone wears one.
Oh yeah, exactly. Like,
their casual wear is just
thobes.
Thobe.
Yeah. And honestly, like, well, over there it makes sense because of the heat.
Mm.
But sometimes it can't. I know I mentioned that, like, oh, I want to be able to stretch my legs, but it can be freeing sometimes just wearing a thobe.
They have winter thobes too, Amir.
I know. I have like a thicker cool. one.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Because out here it's like, you know, culturally it's just.
I know.
But there have been people making that change, especially in like England.
Really?
In London. I feel like in London, England, like, it's become almost more normalized, or it has been normalized to where if you see like a bunch of Muslim guys wearing thobes on the street, like, it's not going to be something people will take a double take or have a double take.
It's kind of like that here too.
Take? Give it a double take? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But it's like that here. Like, I think...
Yeah,
it's fine here, and there are a lot of masjids around Toronto, yeah. And especially during Ramadan, like, a lot of the commercial grocery stores really get into it. Obviously, you know, it's all a marketing ploy to mm-hmm. make you buy more, but it's still nice to, like,
yeah,
be able to see, like, Ramadan Mubarak and, like, all the dates mm-hmm. that actually, they have on display.
Speaking of that, like, literally yesterday mm. was it yesterday or no 2 days ago, we heard, like, there was supposed to be some, like, grand unveiling.
Oh yeah, oh my god, I was in the office that day. Yeah, did they not do that?
No, that's the thing, like, we, you know, we got a little busy. Yeah. We might have ended up getting there a little bit late.
Oh.
But we thought it was gonna be like this giant Ramadan Mubarak sign.
Was it not?
It was sizable. Yeah. It was okay, like, it was a good size.
Mm.
Definitely not as big as the Toronto sign.
Oh,
like, you know, the one at Nathan Phillips Square.
Yeah,
it's right next to it. Yeah, like, in the corner there. And you can see, like, the festivities had just ended because, like, there were still balloons attached to it. But the thing is that they never put any lights in it. Or maybe they just forgot to turn it on. Because when we got there, we thought, oh, we can take, like, pictures at least with it.
Mm-hmm.
There were no lights. It was just dark. Yeah. So we took some, like, awkward photos. And then as we were, like, walking to it, I noticed the guy who with, like, a really nice camera. I was like, oh, you know, it was probably for some type of... what do you call them? Like, photographer for publishing? Journalist. Like a journalist. And he was taking pictures. And I kind of was like, oh, you know, we're going to be jumping in the middle of his pictures. But then we're like, ah, whatever. He might be doing it. You know, he wants to see people there. And of course, like, I mean, as we finished taking the photos, he walked up to us and he's like, I'm a photographer for, like, a Turkish, like, news agency.
Oh.
Yeah, and he, like, told us in Turkish, he's like, is it fine if I use photos of you guys? And he's like, we're like, let's see the photos real quick.
Yeah.
Because we were really awkward around there.
Yeah.
But he showed us the photos, and he, like, they looked really nice.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, yeah, just go ahead and use it. So now we've been, like, refreshing the page every day.
Oh, he gave you the website?
Yeah, he gave us a website, so we've been refreshing the page to see, like, if they posted it or not.
Yeah.
And, of course, like, as we were walking away, Hannah was like, oh, we should have asked him to take photos for us. Because he has such a nice camera, right? He probably would have taken it and, like, actually sent it to us. But, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
He is.
That's how we spent our
first night of the day. Friday.
Were you down?
I was in the office.
Oh, for work. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I'm also right there.
Oh, yeah. You're, like, literally across the street. Without
exposing where I'm at. But, like, yeah. Like, you know what
I
mean?
Okay, I just might. Okay.
It's whatever. Fine. I could be across the street in any direction.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
And someone sent it to me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, you should go. And I was like, actually, I'm literally right there. Like, I can see the sign from the building.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool. And I left the office late that day, like 6:30, which I'm sure
they were there.
I know, but I forgot.
Oh,
you wanna know why?
Now. Why?
I have a story for y'all. I didn't put it on the board.
Oh yeah.
The story.
Yeah.
So this past week, so last week, if you guys are listening to this now, I went into the office four times.
Four times?
Yeah, I had to go four times.
Oh, I know why.
I had to make up my days when I was sick. That's why.
Oh, that's why. I thought it was for the other thing.
That too, but, like, okay. Yeah. So
they don't know it?
You'll find out soon enough. Maybe. I don't know.
Inshallah.
But so one of the days, usually I drive with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up leaving work early.
Yeah.
And I stayed a little bit behind because I was helping a coworker, like, do something.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I left the office, it was like 6-ish, mm-hmm. which is, like, whatever. Late, but whatever, you know?
Yeah.
This was I think it was on a Tuesday. And I was walking to the parking garage. Now, I didn't park the car. Like, I drove my dad's car. I didn't park it in my own work building.
Mm-hmm.
I parked it somewhere else because it's a little bit cheaper there. Actually, he gets free parking low-key, so that's why I parked there.
Yeah.
Not free parking. He pays for his parking. So it's free for me, okay? Because I don't pay for the pass. He does.
I'm surprised they still make him pay. Okay, go. Yeah, so, especially for working there.
No, not even his work. It was the Hilton.
Oh, okay.
So I parked there.
Yeah.
And now I'm walking from my building to this one, like using the path. So if you're from Toronto, you know what the path is. If you're not,
I feel like you're the only person who actually, like, I know that intentionally uses the path, like, all the time.
It's winter.
I know, but, like, we always, the path.
It does take longer. It's such
a child, like, it. I have a lot of nostalgia for the path.
Yeah, don't you remember our parents used to always take
it? Yeah, exactly. So, like, yeah. But then I just, like, stopped using it, and then I forgot about the path.
Yeah, oh, so it's confusing yeah. now?
But then now, like, Hanan's, like, really into, like, urban design or, like, city design.
Have you taken her?
Yeah, so we tried to go on the path. And I didn't know that it closes after a certain time. First off, why would the path close? Because that doesn't make sense. It's a path. They literally make it so it's easier to get around the city when it's cold. But it's colder at night. Why would you close it at night?
Well, some parts of it is closed. What part were you trying to go through?
You know the part right under the Sheraton?
Oh yeah.
It like it lets you go down a certain amount and then it just shuts off.
Yeah.
So it's whatever. Okay.
So I'm walking and it's not even that far of a walk. But anyways, I'm now like kind of right before the elevator for the parking garage and I'm passing by like a dentist office. And as I'm passing, this man just happens to be like walking out. So we're like kind of crossing paths at this point. Mm-hmm. And you know when someone just like stares at you a little too hard? So I was like, weird, but okay, whatever. Didn't think anything of it. It's Toronto, you know?
Yeah.
So I walk right by him and then the man starts singing out loud. I'm like, not trying to stay long enough to find out if he's a crackhead. Yeah. So I start like speed walking to the elevator. And why does his singing get louder? So I get in the elevator and I'm like aggressively trying to close the door.
Yeah.
Why did this man start sprinting towards the elevator? I said, all right, dumb way to die. So he gets in the elevator. He stops the door with his arm.
What was he singing?
Like, I don't remember, but he was like singing out loud.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, whatever. So he gets into the elevator.
And you didn't run out immediately?
No, because I was on the inside. So he was in front of the door.
Your survivor skills are trash.
So I'm just like, all right, should be fine. It's fine. It's fine. So I'm just avoiding eye contact, but I can feel him staring at me. So I'm like, oh my God, it's only one floor. Actually, it was two floors.
Yeah.
And I see that he presses a different floor. Like, so he's one floor. Like, I'm going to get off first.
Oh, okay.
So in my mind, I'm like, best okay, feeling thank ever. God. Yeah. I'm like, good. So he's staring at me and I'm just like, ya Allah, like, just save me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, hi there. And I'm just like, hi. Mind you, it's 6 o'clock. Like, I'm tired. It's been a long day in the office. And I'm pretty sure I was fasting.
Yeah.
Because I was making up my days. Procrastinator. I know.
So a week before?
Yeah. No.
Oh my God. Okay.
So then he goes, how was your day today? And I'm just
okay, so he's friendly.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, no, it was fine.
How long is this elevator?
Okay. Right. Like, it was so slow. He goes, how was your day today? I'm like, yeah, it was fine. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, yours? Like, again, I'm just avoiding trying to get mugged. So I'm like, I'll play up the small talk. Mm-hmm. How is yours? And he goes, yeah, I'm just really tired. I'm like, yeah, same.
Tired of this world. And everyone in it. And he pulls out a knife.
I would scream. But high key though,
yeah.
I had my car keys wedged between my fingers just in case he got a little too close. I would have poked him.
That's that one self-defense class he got took.
Literally, that was all I knew.
Yeah.
That was my only escape. Mm-hmm. So then that or I just swing him with my laptop bag.
Yeah.
And you know my bag is really heavy, so... Mm-hmm. So then he introduces himself. I can't remember his name for the life of me. Jazzy, something along the lines of that. And I'm like, cool. Thankfully, I have a very common name. A lot of people don't believe me when I say my name is Sarah.
Yeah.
To him, I said Sarah. I'm sure he thought I was lying, but whatever. Yeah. Then it took a complete 180 because here I'm thinking like he was just being cordial. But then he starts like complimenting me. And, like, hitting on me.
What?
And then it got awkward because he was just, like when he said he was tired, I'm like, oh, yeah, same. It's been a long day. He's like, wow, I would never be able to tell because you look so great. And I was just like, oh, thanks.
You're just getting hit on by a crackhead.
So then he starts going on and on, like, you're so beautiful. Where are you from? Thankfully, my floor came. I'm like, oh, have a nice day. So I leave the elevator.
Yeah.
The door is about to close and I'm about to finally breathe for the first time in 30 seconds until he friggin' stops it with his leg. He sticks his leg out. He goes, do you work in this building, by the way? And I was like, no. He goes, oh, so you just park here? I said, To be honest, no, this was the other parking lot that I use is full. Yeah. So I parked here for the first time and he was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll see you around then. Bye. He leaves.
Turns out he's a CEO.
So I'm just like, whatever. I'm never going to see him again.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get into my dad's car. Why do I hear this man singing in the background? It was like the beginning
like
of
a movie. Like,
support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone. And that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
A horror film. Because it's echoing in the parking garage too. So I'm just like, oh my God. Let me hurry up and get out of this parking garage.
It's like that whole thing, you're jingling the keys.
No, literally.
Even though nobody uses keys anymore. So you just,
So I get in the car, right?
Yeah.
And I'm at this point, what did I do? Rather than driving off immediately, I called my mom, obviously. Because I'm just like, you know what happened to me? And I'm like telling her the story. Why, when I look up, do I see his car right in front of me?
What?
Yeah, he pulled up right next, like he blocked me from getting out of the parking spot.
No way.
So I was just like, mommy, he's right there. So I looked at him and I was just like, sorry, I'm on the phone, like trying to distract him. And I think he could hear that I'm on the phone. So he drove off and now he's in front of me. And I waited until he pulled out and turned whatever direction he was going. And then I went.
First off. Okay, I thought this guy was a crackhead, but this guy has a whole lot of job.
He's employed. He was like a normal man. I just thought he was a crackhead because he was singing out loud, but he
just sings out loud.
He just sings out
at random like that?
Randomly.
Now, are you just fearing ever seeing this guy ever again at the office?
Yes, because
now you know he works in the same building as you. He parks in the same area.
He doesn't work in the same building, but he parks in the same building.
Oh my God.
So now every time I park there, I just have to like change around the times that I...
This is turning into a horror movie, man.
I know.
Heard of stalkers. I'm just saying.
And I was just like, man, I'm never staying this late again until Friday. Mm-hmm. I was terrified, like literally trembling while walking to my car.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't know, like, who knows what he could have said or done the next time.
Yeah.
And now he knows what car I drive.
They should make like a rental service. Did you hear about the rental service for bodyguards?
No.
Yeah, there's like an Uber for bodyguards now.
Is that what that TikTok was about?
Which TikTok?
There was a TikTok where like this girl was like, me and my friends hired bodyguards to pick us up from the airport.
I think so. Maybe it's related to that. But yeah, apparently someone developed an app where you can rent bodyguards and they'll come to you like an Uber, like full on suits and everything. You know, maybe that's the new solution. Sure, of course, you know, society changing and all that stuff. That's a real solution. But like, you know, the temporary solution is just hiring a bodyguard.
I mean, yeah.
Account for it in your expenses. That's all it is.
You know how I was telling you I went to the dentist the next day and how he was talking a lot?
Mm-hmm.
So if my dentist is watching this, I'm sorry. I love you. You're the best.
Oh, you can tell that story too about your dentist.
So I feel like I always have dentist horror stories. I had a small filling.
Yeah.
I was yapping. Okay, I'm a yapper. You guys know we have a podcast. Mm-hmm. Duh. But my dentist is a yapper.
Yeah.
So I told him this story of how like the man followed me.
Oh, okay.
Like ran to the thing.
You know what? That's why you opened the door for him.
I know. And then
to like start a conversation.
And then he was like, "Don't you like carry anything in your bag?" I'm like, "Here, yo, you trying to get me arrested?
Not like that."
He was like, "Not like that." He's also half Jamaican, so he was laughing.
Yeah.
He's like, "Not like that," and I'm like, "So like what?" And he's like mace. I'm like, "That's literally illegal here."
Is it illegal?
Mace?
Mace?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. We can have pepper spray.
They have it in America.
But
yeah,
the Canadian hack is you can carry bear spray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, bear spray. There you go. I don't know if they make small containers of bear spray, but
I'm sure. I don't even know where you would find that.
I feel like it's even more effective because it's made for bears, which are like 10 times a person.
Yeah.
So, you know, that might be a next investment. I'm just saying, you know.
Potentially.
Yeah.
But
is it breaking HIPAA? No, that's you if you're talking about it. Talking about like how your filling almost got... Or no, like, you're in the middle of getting your filling done.
Oh, yeah. And the anesthesia wore off.
Yeah, and the anesthesia wore off.
Yep. That's my that's
which
the second
is like
time this happened.
Literally my worst fear when
Do
it comes
you
to
know,
the dentist.
Amir,
what?
This is the second time this has happened to me.
Is it the second time?
Yes, because...
Maybe your body's just like... It
no,
like goes through anesthesia two times faster than everybody else. I don't
know. You know how
that's
like,
your superpower.
It like lasts for an hour, I think. Isn't it yeah. an hour?
It's supposed to last, like, sometimes you'll be out of the appointment for, like, another hour and you'll still feel it.
Okay, maybe, like, okay, but, like, this mm-hmm. time it truly lasted only an hour. I don't think he numbed me that much. Yeah. Like, he only did a little bit.
Yeah.
And because we were talking about this story and he was like, oh, he was just trying to hit on you, like... Did he ask mm-hmm. for your number? I was like, no, he actually didn't.
And when she said that, she's like,
no, at this point, at this point, he didn't actually start like drilling okay. my mouth yet. So my dentist like drills the tooth open, whatever, yeah. preparing it to fill the cavity. And then he leaves and I'm mm-hmm. like, where are you going? And he's like, oh, yeah, like another dentist is going to come and do the filling.
Yeah. Which like, I've never seen done before. I've gotten yeah. plenty of fillings before.
It was just odd. So he yeah. leaves and I'm like, okay, fine. This lady comes and I saw her face and I'm like, oh my God, I know her. Why? Because the last time I went to the dentist and had a filling, she dropped the tool in my mouth and I almost died because I was choking on it. And the anesthesia also wore off with her too.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh my God, PTSD. She's like, I remember you. I was like, yeah, me too.
Nah, I could never. That appointment would be over. The moment my anesthesia goes out. Mm-mm.
You know when you get a filling
yeah.
and they use that one tool that has the blue light that they use to like solidify
yeah.
the filling?
Yeah.
Did you know that that's hot? But our mouths are always numb that we never feel it.
Is it hot?
Yeah, I friggin' felt it. It literally burned me. I was like, get
I this. Literally thought it was just a light, like no. an x-ray light that like hardens because it has certain like frequency.
I think the light emits heat somehow.
That's crazy. I did not know. But then, like, would you not feel it on the other parts of your mouth that are, like, not numb?
No, because it's so, like, concentrated in that one area.
I guess so, yeah, because it has, like, a tube or whatever.
Yeah. And so, like, that's the when I first felt that, I'm like, yeah. why does it feel hot in there? Then she starts drilling more, and I was like, mm-hmm. oh, hell no, I can feel this.
Yeah.
It literally felt like someone was, like, stabbing me in the gums. With a knife, like not like when they normally
did you like grab her hand immediately.
I put my hand up and I said, "Oh!" I can't say anything else.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, what's wrong? And I was just like, and I kept like signaling for her to like take it out. And she's like, oh, sensitivity. And I was like, sure. Then she takes everything out and I'm like, I can feel everything you're doing. And she's like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
So she's freaking out. And then the hygienist, the mm-hmm. the person that's with them starts like grabbing the needle again, and then she didn't do it, but she like went to go get my original dentist yeah. to do it again. He came back and he was like, sorry, I think we might have been talking for too long, and that's why your anesthesia wore off now, so I'll give you another one.
You should warn against this, please. You know what? I don't want to talk about it. Maybe you're just a special case.
But then I was numb for the rest of the night.
For the rest of the night?
Yes, it lasted all night. And now?
Maybe you should warn against this place.
Like, today's Sunday. My appointment was Wednesday. And yeah. My jaw is still sore.
Nah. There's definitely some shenanigans going on in this place, especially if it's happened multiple times. Like, this is the same place, right? Where you've had the other... I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This is not the one our parents...
No.
Oh, okay, no. Okay. I'm just saying, because that... I never had any issue there either. Yeah, I don't think neither. I have.
They were
yeah.
good. They're always good.
Just come there. To mind.
It's so far.
I know it's far. And honestly, even I've been thinking.
Wilson Dental, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all my coworkers go there. They love it.
See, it is. Like it's so place. Fun. They have video games.
They're like, it's actually the best place.
Yeah, they have a fish tank. They have massage chairs.
Amir.
They have a cafe. A free cafe.
But like, justify it for me. To drive from Scarborough. Or yeah, downtown. So
yeah. For you, it does make sense. Because, like, for me...
Is it on your way to
Well, work? For me now, it's a little bit closer because I am more in the West End.
Yeah.
But still, it's a way out of the way, especially when there's traffic, which hasn't seemed to be getting a lot worse. I know we've complained about traffic before, okay? But it's literally getting worse every single day.
It actually is.
And yesterday, I forgot that WrestleMania or, like, the WWE was in town. So I was like trying to get across downtown. Tell me why it took what is supposed to be a 30-minute drive took me an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It was like one of those things where the GPS tells you to take to side streets, but it doesn't account for all the other people taking it to side street. So it was like super busy, and like both the highway and the roads were blocked up. It was horrible.
I feel like you never have luck driving downtown.
Never.
Like it's always, something always happens to you.
Like that's why we were like, let's just start taking the subway. At this point.
Low-key?
Because, like, to get across from our place to where we are right now, it's not that hard taking the subway. Like, of course, when it gets warmer, it's going to be a lot easier.
Yeah.
But there's maybe, like, a 10-minute walk going from our place to the station and then from the station to here, whatever. So,
oh, you don't even have to take like a streetcar?
Actually, no, we do have to take a streetcar. Yeah. But like, if you want, you can probably just drive your car. Well, it depends if you're staying multiple days. Mm. Yeah, so there's different factors we haven't figured out yet, you know? Yeah, you know? Yeah. But it's definitely going to be a lot easier on my mind and on my spirit to just start taking the subway.
You see,
and like, maybe that's their trick. Maybe that's their goal. I'm just saying.
Maybe, but it's also not safe.
What's not safe?
The subway.
I never had any issues. Well, I'm a man, so...
You see, you know what that was? It was lack of self-awareness.
I literally called myself out.
After the fact?
Yeah, because I understood. Oh, yeah, it's because I am a man.
Yeah, but like how many stories have we heard? People getting lit on fire or stabbed or...
You know, it's like there are millions of people who use the subway every single day.
Yeah.
If one out of like 500,000 to a million... Like, okay, I'm sure there's more incidents that we don't hear about. Like, the major ones, I feel like they're, like, a one in a million chance. Not one in a million, but, like, 100, like, one in, like, 500,000 chance, you know, of happening.
There's one too many.
Huh?
There's one too many.
But, like, you know, it's like winning the lottery. Not winning, literally, but, like, it's like the chances are, like, winning the lottery.
Yeah. I know.
And it does happen. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but, you know, it's very rare.
I'm just scared. Okay.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, you know?
I didn't want to commute in fear.
Yeah.
But either way.
I'm just making sure all the women.
Yeah, they're going to get mad. They're going to be like, Amir, why do you sound so out of touch? You should know. We had the bear versus man argument, didn't we?
I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I was surprised. I can't remember. Now, like, I still don't know where I am on that. The bear versus the man thing.
You know what? Take the TTC for a week and then we'll rehab this.
I used to take the TTC every single day to school.
Like 15 years ago.
Well, you know, don't call me up for how old I am. Okay?
No, more than 15 years ago.
No. It was not. 16. It was not.
Amir?
It was like 10. I went to school. I took the TTC when I was when I was in college.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought you drove.
I didn't take the train.
You took the bus.
I took the bus. Yeah. But still. Yeah.
But
so
the whole time?
Yeah, the whole time.
You didn't drive once? I feel like you drove.
I drove a little bit, but not every time. Like I took the subway most of the times.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I took the bus. I took the 68 bus.
Foreign concept. I hated the 68 bus.
Because y'all had to take that too.
Literally, if y'all are from Scarborough, the 68 bus from Warden is the worst bus ever.
I had to take it longer than you guys did, okay? Literally, I took it almost to the end. I told this story before. There was that time where, like, I was so tired after school that I came back. Like, we were going southbound towards the station, and I knocked out. And I guess no one checked. I find out nobody checks the buses because we got all the way down to the station.
Oh,
it turned around and went back up north, like halfway the distance, until I woke up and I was like, why am I going northbound right now? and I just got off because like at that moment, I didn't think, oh, I could just stay on this. And I'll just take it again all the way around. So I like quickly jumped off and then I was like, oh, shoot, now I have, where am I going to go? And I didn't have another... I can't remember if I didn't have another bus pass or maybe I was just too tired to even like get on the bus again. I didn't want to wait for it. I just called up my parents. I was like, just come pick me up. Yeah, just pick me up. I was too tired at that point. That's whatever.
Oh my God. Yeah, that reminded me of something. And then we'll get into our topics.
Yeah, it's like been 30 minutes that we still haven't talked about.
But maybe our older listeners will relate to this.
What?
Have you ever used a payphone?
Yeah.
Like I know they existed and we've seen them, but have you ever actually used one?
I feel like there's like a distant memory of me using one, but I it's so, oh yeah. In high school, we used to have a payphone randomly in our school and I used it once.
You did?
Yeah. Cause I didn't have a cell phone yet. Or I think, oh yeah, I lost my cell phone. Someone stole my cell phone.
Yeah. When you just said that you called your parents to pick you up from the bus stop,
yeah.
It reminded me of this story my coworker told me. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about payphones.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, we used to have to call collect. And I was like, okay, this is going to sound really stupid, but what does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what call and collect means?
Call and collect. Oh, isn't that like where you're trying to call like long distance?
No. So basically.
What?
at the time.
When I remember hearing that, but I don't know what it was.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, what does that mean? She's like, oh my God. So she's like, call and collect is basically when, so let's say I'm using the payphone and I'm trying to call you.
Yeah.
If I don't have money to put into the phone,
they pay for it.
When you pick, when you answer the call, it'll say like, the person that's calling you is call and collect. So are you okay to incur the charges?
Yeah.
So she was telling me that that's how she used to call her parents.
Yeah.
But she's like, there was a hack that they learned. And I was literally screaming when she told me this.
What?
The hack was that when you call collect, mm-hmm. you know how like if you're calling from jail, you can like say your name or whatever for like 2 seconds.
Oh.
So she's like, we would be at, she's like, I'd be at the mall. And then in the 2 seconds where you say your name, she'd be like, hi, I'm at the mall. Can you pick me up? Bye.
Honestly. Hey, if it works.
And then they would hang up and you don't, yeah, they don't have to pay.
Yeah.
And I would literally, I was like, hold on, that was your hack? And yeah. She's like, yeah, because she's like, you think my parents wanted to incur the charges? They would always decline the call.
Yeah.
And I was like, no way. She's yeah. like, yeah, they were so much like, my mom was a savage. And so mm-hmm. she would hear the message and be like, oh, I have to go pick her up.
Yeah. Wait, but like, so how about if they just don't see it right away? So it could be like 30 minutes later.
Well, no, because like at that time you're calling a house phone, right?
Yeah.
So they would pick up the house phone.
Oh, and then they would hear would the name of the person. Oh, okay. Please. So they actually have to pick it up to hear
exactly.
what that is. It doesn't leave like a voicemail of that person.
No.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I was like, that is so funny. So when you said I had to call my parents to pick me up, yeah. it reminded me of that. Not that you ever, like we never had to use collect.
Yeah. I don't think it was like right. It was around, but we weren't the right age to use it.
Yeah, we were always too young.
Yeah, and by the time, like, we actually had to use a phone, that's when, like, the first cell phones were coming out. So that's how we age ourselves, by, like, and I'm having the first cell phones.
I'm trying to think, like...
Oh, not the first cell phone, sorry, but...
Like, when we would hang out, like, as teenagers, mm-hmm. like, we had phones then, right? Like, how did we plan to meet up somewhere?
No, we had phones, because I remember... In high school, I had like a Sony Ericsson.
Same.
Yeah. So, Sony Ericsson was like the big. Yeah.
They were so like advanced for the times.
Yeah. And also like they always had like different features. Like mine was like a Sony Ericsson like MP3.
Yeah.
So like I could use it as an MP3 player, also as a phone. Because like back then, having memory on your phone was like a luxury.
Yes.
Right. So like if you got a phone with like big memory, like that was specifically made so you could like put videos and like music and all that stuff on there.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because we used to do so much on those phones and the screens were like this big. Mm-hmm.
I wish I still had my Sony Ericsson.
Same.
Didn't so I could at least like see like perspective.
It was like the white and orange one. And I used
for me,
to
I had the black and orange one.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. It had
It, back then, it was like known for having a good camera.
Yes.
But now, if you like look at the pictures that it took,
it's so pixelated.
It's so pixelated.
I'm sure I can pull up the old photos from like my Facebook hidden albums.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because you probably have them on. I need to check my Facebook to see if like, but you can't tell what the photos were taken on because that was also the time where because the phones weren't fully developed or the cameras weren't fully developed, we were still using like actual like, Digital cameras. Yeah.
And now they're back again all of a sudden.
Things always come around again.
That's true.
But now it's like more nostalgic and like they can like jack up the price because it's crazy. That nostalgic price, whatever.
Crazy.
But yeah, those were the times, man.
Those were the times. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But speaking of the times, let's actually speak about something that's more relevant to now.
Yeah, no, literally.
Did we even say, oh, welcome back, guys, to the cousin.
Stop. Stop. Halfway through the episode? Are you going to cut this out and put it in the beginning?
No. Welcome back, guys, to the cousin.
I don't support this. Connection.
Podcast.
30 minutes? 35 minutes into the episode?
It's whatever. You know, it happens sometimes, okay? It's
all
whatever.
Right, all right.
Because this is like the first episode where we're actually just talking like a regular podcast. But because the previous ones were just you recapping your trip.
You're right.
Yeah, so we have to get all that out now. There's so much. Even the thing, I've literally had things written on there for like the past 3 weeks.
He did.
But
let's talk about them real quick.
What?
And then we'll end off with the stuff up there.
Okay. So this first off, like literally from when Sarah left for her trip.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like right when, the Orange Man got was sworn into office to now, like, shit's basically hit the fan, man. Like, it's literally like, I don't even know what else to say. Everything is so uncertain. Like, just recently, like, now America might be pro-Russian, which is like...
Wait, what?
Yeah. They've been like, literally, like Trump had one meeting with Putin, and now he's like gung-ho and be like, yeah. It's like all the same talking points that Putin was saying, now Trump is saying them. Oh yeah, so that's a whole thing that's going on. Like, he kicked the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, out of the office for their meeting. Like, they had a meeting, and then they had, you know how they, like, sometimes they had that thing where they're sitting in the Oval Office and just sitting across each other on, like, these couches, and it's like a photo op, and they get questions from journalists?
Yeah.
It literally turned into a shouting match between, like, Zelensky and Trump. More of, like, actually, it was more like Trump and his vice president, J.D. Vance, bullying Zelensky and saying, you should be thankful for, like, us trying to help you guys and all this stuff. And yeah, that just turned into a shouting match. They kicked all the journalists out, and then a few minutes later, Zelensky was, like, shown running out of the Oval Office, literally almost running out of the Oval Office and the White House. And then, but before that, like, going previous that, basically after he was sworn in, Trump was sworn in, like, he started doing all these executive orders.
I know, he's crazy.
Yeah, and as, like, things were, as they're, like, shutting down different, like, parts of government, you find out, like, basically Elon Musk is the new president.
Yeah.
He literally, like, Trump, there's one point where they're having their first, like, cabinet meeting. And Trump's just sitting in the corner like this, like looking forward, not even, like, engaging in what's going on, while Elon Musk is, like, standing up. He's the only person standing up, taking questions from reporters, and, like, basically speaking for the president at that point.
What is going on? Actually, that's literally your...
Oh, yeah. Literally, my thing is just saying, my prompt is, what is going on in the USA?
No, for real, though. Like, I know we always joke around and we say, like, American politics feels like a reality show, like a joke even.
Yeah.
But, like, when you think about it, I feel like Trump has a hard time understanding that being the president of the United States of America is not the same as being the president of a company. And no, he treats it the same.
Yeah. Well, everything is to feed his ego, essentially.
Yes.
I don't think he, like, someone broke it down. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but, like, everything for Trump is a transaction. So he thinks of everything as a transaction. He doesn't really think of, like, oh, this is for the good of the people, right?
Yeah.
Like, especially on his, like, the transaction, you can say, like, the transaction in his a campaign was that he would say, I love you and I'm gonna do this and that, like, you just say, because he knows he wants them to hear, and the what he gets from that is their vote.
Exactly.
And I can see that. He doesn't actually intend to do a lot of those things, or maybe he'll say, like, these things that sound outlandish and his audience doesn't actually think he'll actually do it, but he actually does do it because everything will benefit him and his other millionaire / billionaire buddies.
I mean, even the threat of a potential world war.
Yeah.
That would only really benefit the U.S. because they, aren't they, like, the largest, is it manufacturer?
Arms dealer or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have, like, this whole, what do they call it? The military industrial complex. Yeah, so that's been warned about for decades in America. And you're seeing, like, the full, you know, reveal of it right now. But also, like... You can see with there's this whole budget that came out recently, and he was promising, like, tax cuts for, you know, all the Americans, whatever. But it turns out that with a new budget, the only people who get the tax cuts are people who are either, like, high earners, like top 10% of
That's
the country.
Crazy.
Yeah. And even like a big chunk is for the top 10%, but even a bigger chunk is for the top 1% in tax cuts. While people were doing calculations where it actually turns out that Americans might actually spend middle class, or if even middle class even exists anymore, are actually paying more into taxes.
So basically doing what's happening to Canada. Oh, not to mention he's trying to make us the 51st state.
Oh yeah, didn't even talk about that. Like, yeah. Well, actually, we might have mentioned it. I can't remember. Huh. It's been literally so long. But yeah, he was talking about becoming the 51st state.
But that's only going to harm the states more than it harms us, no?
What do you mean?
I mean, sorry, I'm thinking of the tariffs. Never mind.
Well, that also is a thing, big thing. Like, he went ahead when he got into office. He went ahead with implementing, well, threatening the implementation of the tariffs on Canada and Mexico.
Yep.
And it got up to, like, a few days before they were supposed to go in. He had a conversation with Trudeau, and essentially, like, nothing happened. He just delayed it for another month. Mm-hmm. He said that it was a win because they got some stuff from it, because his whole thing was like saying, oh, we're going to stop fentanyl from coming through the border, when it turns out only 1% of the fentanyl that comes into America comes through the Canadian border, which is barely nothing. Anything.
Yeah.
So, and all Canada had to do was beef up their border patrol. Yep. And then it came out that they were already planning on doing that. Like, there was already a plan set out months ahead before this even started. So no one, he didn't really win, but he played it as a win. Trump did. But yeah, that was all going on. And Elon Musk has been like taking down and firing like essential staff in their government.
It's insane.
To the point where I
How
think.
How does he have that power? Did Trump give him that power?
Well, they created Doge, which is a meme in itself, because Doge is actually supposed to be like a meme coin in cryptocurrency. Uh-huh. But they named it, I forget what Doge stands for. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they made that agency, and essentially they're in charge of like finding inefficiencies in other agencies. But instead of like doing what he's supposed to be doing by going through, like, because there you can always say like there are inefficiencies and ways that government is wasting money. Everyone knows that. But instead of going through it like with a scalpel, he's kind of going through it with like a hammer. Mm. So to the point where they're firing so many people that they're firing people that are essential staff, where I believe there were 300 staff members that were fired from the like the nuclear maintenance team, basically the team that like makes sure that all the nuclear weapons and anything to do with like nuclear weapons is taken care of and is maintained properly. Mm-hmm. They fired all those people. Yeah.
And that's a stupid decision.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh shoot, we made a mistake. So they tried to rehire them. But because they're doing it so improperly and they're not following proper procedure in any of this, they couldn't even find the people. They had none of their contacts for the people that they just fired. Yeah.
That's insane.
I wish I was. But that's just a small like piece of what was going on. Because there's so much that's happened. And I feel like this is all part, and of course going back to Palestine. Mm-hmm. There was that whole thing where he brought in, I think even like Trump surprised him, and he's like, yeah, we're gonna like just like, what, they don't know, the guys don't know what they're doing with Gaza anymore, let's just take it over.
Yeah.
Give it to America, we're gonna build resorts and make it look nice
insane.
And stuff, we might let them come back, but for now let's just send them to like Jordan and Egypt and all these other closer countries. And they're like, Jordan and Egypt, like, what are you talking about? You can't just like displace, that's literally ethnic cleansing.
Yeah.
But I feel like all of this, everything that they've been doing is more of a distraction from things like the budget that they put through.
Yeah.
Because if none of this was going on, there could be more scrutiny on the budget, and people can be, they can point out how this budget doesn't really benefit the American people.
Yeah.
To the point where a big like promise that Trump was making was that he wouldn't touch Medicare and Medicaid, which is basically like how lower income people are able to receive, and also people who are retired are able to receive
like healthcare.
Mm-hmm. And they did it in a way where it's like they can still say they're technically not cutting Medicare and Medicaid, but the agency that's in charge of distributing funds to Medicare and Medicaid and just like maybe 10% of something else, let's say they get $1 billion, they cut their budget by $800 billion, and the amount of fees or the amount of money that goes into Medicare and Medicaid alone is like $600 billion. So they're like, there's only $200 billion left, like out of our what did I say?
You said billion, but I think you mean million.
Million, right? Sorry. Million, yeah. So like, there's only like $200 million that we can cut before we start cutting into Medicare and Medicaid.
Right.
If you want us to cut out like $800 million, whatever. But yeah, so they're essentially cutting Medicare and Medicaid without specifically saying in their bill that they're cutting Medicare and Medicaid or their budget.
They're being sly about it.
Yeah, exactly. And the only people who suffer from this are the American people. And there have been a lot of Trump supporters who are now waking up to the fact that they've been lied to.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, a positive thing, to say the least. But of course, there's still a lot of people who are brainwashed and don't believe a lot that's going on. But yeah, some people are waking up to the situation. But at this point, it might be too little too late. You already gave the man all the power.
Exactly.
He has, everything is stacked in his favor. There is even a post they made recently where they called him King Trump. So it's like all of it is now just blatant and out there. Like all the things that people would deny back in the day before he was president, he's now saying it outright. When people were saying, oh, he's going to be a dictator, he's going to be like a king, they're like, nah, man, like, you know, he's still going to, he's going to be our president. But now he's literally calling himself the king. And then, of course, like I mentioned again, there's that whole video that came out about Palestine where after he said those things, like maybe a week ago, he put out a video on his official page.
That's crazy.
Where it's basically an AI video where he shows like what his vision of Gaza would be.
Oh my God, he's still sticking to that?
Yeah. And there's like really like inappropriate parts where he had like belly dancers, but they had beards. Basically, he made them look like Hamas fighters who had beards but were belly. It's super disrespectful.
What?
Yeah. And even people that are his biggest fans were like, okay, you're kind of going too far here, or you're definitely going too far here.
Yeah.
But it's too, and now with this whole Russia thing, it's too late at this point, right? The only thing that us as Canadians can do is hopefully not allow any of that like brain rot or like any of that to occur here in Canada, and like, you know, be more aware of who's trying to run this country and who's running for this country, because we can fall into the same thing, I feel like, especially with what happened with the recent election here.
Did you vote?
The thing is, I went to vote and they said I couldn't vote where at the location I was in, because so I was ready to vote. I was like telling everybody, go vote. I went to the voting station because I Googled it. I was like, can I vote in any place? And they're like, yeah, as long as you have an ID, you can still vote in that location. So I was like, okay. So it was like after work, you know, I finished up everything. I was like, okay, let me go into the voting station. I walked in, and as I gave them my paper, they're like, which riding are you in? I'm like, oh, I'm just in this riding, but I was told I can vote. At least on the site, it said I can vote here. And they're like, oh, no, you actually have to be in your riding, which is literally an hour and a half drive away, because I'm on the other side of the city. And if I would driven there, it would have been too late.
Yeah, they would have closed the polls.
Yeah, so I couldn't vote, but it still didn't change anything.
I know. I voted.
You voted, right?
I voted. My mom voted. My dad voted.
But, yeah. Unfortunately, it didn't change anything in our state. Because if people don't know, in Ontario, we have the premier of Ontario is a conservative, and he hasn't really done anything good. He's like cut into our healthcare. Speaking of Trump, he's cutting healthcare. He cut into our healthcare. He's cut into our education. He's cut into our infrastructure, and like he hasn't really. And the thing is that Toronto is kind of held hostage by the rest of the province, because if you look at like how people voted, a majority of Toronto itself voted more NDP and Liberal.
Yeah.
But if you look at the map, it's like red and orange, which is red is for Liberal here and orange for NDP. And then the rest of the map is just all blue.
That's crazy.
Which is conservative, because those are the rural counties or rural cities in Ontario.
Yeah.
And of course, a lot of those, the demographics are a lot more, you know,
palm color.
Lack melanin. And they usually vote in a certain manner because actually a lot of people outside of Ontario or a lot of people outside of Toronto have like this hate for Torontonians.
Yeah, they do.
So I don't know if maybe that also has driven up, or not driven up, but had something to do with how they voted.
Potentially.
But they technically already voted like that anyways. But yeah, so all those ridings basically outweigh the ridings in Toronto by like 4-1 or whatever,
even though Toronto's so densely populated.
Yeah, like, because like it's so densely populated, but the ridings, the ridings are already cut out. And when I say ridings, I mean like the regions that, like, because the way it works in Ontario, at least for a province, we have like our premier, and then you have like the MPs, I believe the MPs, I think it's MPPs or MPs.
Yeah,
I think it's MPPs. Sorry, the names are a little confusing, but essentially, like, we have, let's say we have like 200 ridings in Ontario, and in Toronto itself, there's like maybe like 40.
Yeah.
But then you have 160 outside of that. But because it's so densely populated in Ontario, in Toronto itself, like you'll have a million people in just one, like, not literally, but like, let's say you have 500,000 people in one riding, right?
But also the what is it, the voter percentage? What's that term?
The voter percentage is also very low because people just don't vote out here.
Yeah, and it's annoying because everyone wants to complain about everything. Exactly,
but not do anything about it.
Yeah, like I was talking to my coworkers. If you don't vote, I don't want to hear a complaint.
Yeah. Yeah. And like now I'm like super conflicted. I'm like, I tried to vote.
Yeah. Well, that's out of your control, right?
Yeah. Like, but
I heard a lot of people didn't get their voter cards in time either. Or they got them like the day of.
The thing is, you didn't need a voter card. You could still go.
They assumed that you needed one.
Maybe they assumed one. That's the thing. If you're on Ontario, you don't need a voter card. Like, it's a good thing to have. It'll make the process a little easier. But as long as you go there with a couple forms of ID, they'll still let you vote. Mm. It's just that you have to make sure you're in your riding, especially if you move. Because I moved, and I don't know. I thought
they still
because
kept you in this riding here.
Huh? They did. Oh, that's weird. So I don't know. No, but it's because I never changed it technically on my license.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
But I thought, you know, it's all Ontario. I don't know. It's my mistake. But it's unfortunate that he's still kind of running the city, because the thing is that even though the people of Toronto didn't vote for him, mm-hmm. like a majority of people in Toronto didn't vote for him, he still has a lot of influence on what goes on in Toronto, and he likes meddling in what's going on in Toronto a lot. Like, it seems like his only focus is Toronto, which is ironic because no one voted for him here. Everyone voted for him outside. It's like, stay out there. Mm. Let our MPs and just give them money. Let them do what they want to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, I just hope that we don't go the route of America, which, and yeah, ironically enough, he actually was the big thing that he was running on. It was Doug Ford, sorry. That's a conservative leader. The big thing he was running on was like the anti-tariff thing, like being like, oh, we're going to fight back against America, right? So it's going to be interesting what's going to happen in the next 4 years, because we're stuck with him for the next 4 years. I know. But we have
another election.
We have another election at the end of the year now, but that's for the Prime Minister of Canada.
Isn't that in March?
It's in October, I think. No?
No, but March.
March is, well, this month, they're going to be choosing the new leader for the Liberal Party, because Trudeau stepped down.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay. So now we can get into it.
Well, there's the third point.
Oh, yeah. There's also... DEI. No, that was part of like what was going on. Is Trump, like the first big thing that happened was like not long after he was sworn in, there was a plane crash in D.C. Well, really, it was a crash between a helicopter and a plane that was coming into the... the plane was coming in to the airport, and a plane, the helicopter was going across the river. They hit each other. Everyone basically, no one made it from that.
But
there are no survivors.
Then, there have been so many aviation, like airplane accidents.
Exactly. And the thing is, the one that happened in Canada, because recently in Toronto, there was a plane that it landed, but its landing gear broke. And it ended up like toppling over and completely sliding upside down. But fortunately, in that crash, no one died. Mm. Like, there, no one was alive. And there were only like, I think, 30 or 40 injuries. They said that maybe one person was life threatening, but they're in stable condition.
Yeah.
So no one passed away from that one. And I think they're willing to like offer everyone $30,000 for
that. That's crazy.
Yeah. People were like, that's just like to see who's like just willing to take the money right away.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more you can make an injury if you sue them.
Yeah. 100%.
Right. So, because it's definitely going to be
like a class action.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that was happening. But in America alone, there's been a lot more crashes, mm-hmm. and a lot of near misses.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a big thing after that crash happened, the initial one we mentioned in DC, like the president immediately came out, no evidence at all. He immediately came out and started blaming it on DEI.
What is
which
that
is diversity, equity, inclusion. What?
He's just so stupid.
Yeah. It makes literally no sense, because when they think of DEI, they think, oh, all the black people and all the colored people are going to get the white people's jobs that are more well deserving of it. But really, it kind of works in the opposite manner, because there could be a lot of companies that have a bias towards a certain demographic. Mm. And because they're biased towards a certain demographic, they might end up hiring someone who's not as qualified as someone else who's a minority.
Right.
But just because they feel like they can relate more to that person, or they feel like, you know, they have their own biases towards this person that they've hired now. So it actually works to your detriment if you try and get rid of that, right? There are, of course, issues. There are people who mentioned there are issues with DEI overall, but I feel like it's overall a general good. And anything will have issues. But the fact that he immediately blamed it on that is you know, it kind of plays his hand early on what he truly feels.
Yeah.
And you know.
Are we surprised?
That's the thing. It wasn't surprising, but it was the first kind of idea of what people were in for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Right? It gives you an idea of like, okay, so this is the speed. This is what he's going to... this is how he's going to run the country, essentially, right? He's going to run by dividing the people and blaming everything on minorities, essentially.
Which is insane. And I hope for, like, the greater good of America that it doesn't get worse than this. But I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's only been, if you think about it, it's only been a month and a half.
Which is insane. So much has happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Because, like, I don't know. It's going to be interesting seeing from like an outsider's view. I know I've mentioned that before, but it's definitely going to affect us because, you know, these tariffs still aren't gone. Like,
I know.
I think they're threatening to put them in the next couple of days. So we're going to see what's going to happen here because we're definitely going to suffer from it as well. But I feel like the Americans more so.
Yeah, I think more than we are. Like, things are already expensive here.
Mm-hmm.
And... like, not that we're used to it, because honestly, I'm not. Sometimes, like today, I'm pretty sure I spent $100 at the gas station.
Yeah, we spent, like, $200 at a grocery store.
Like, and you're two people.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, granted, a lot of that was meat. That's one thing. Okay, well, yeah. So, just to, like, kind of, you know, segue into Ramadan topics. But, yeah, since this is going to be, I think we mentioned last week, but this is going to be my first Ramadan with my wife. Mm-hmm. Like, we're fully together the whole time. And like, you know, we're still trying to figure out how it's going to work. Like you got to be like, okay, so like, what's the schedule going to be like? Because you have family now also that you have to visit and go to. And also the big thing or the one thing that I wasn't expecting was like, you're going to have to cook for yourself. But like, you want to have those like, you know, those Ramadan food, the food that you normally have in Ramadan, right?
Yeah.
Which is like the sambusas and the bhajias, at least for us, sambusas, bhajias, and like you'll have like meat, right? Usually you'll have like some type of red meat, and typically we don't eat red meat. Like the most we'll do is maybe some like ground beef, but the real struggle was like when we went to a grocery store, because I've bought like chicken and fish my whole career of like watching what I'm or cooking for myself. I rarely, almost never, I don't think I've ever bought actual like meat outside of lean ground beef. Really? Yeah.
Your mom has never sent you to go on a meat run?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was like the first real experience of that. And like both of us were kind of like, we did not know what we were doing. We didn't know how much to get. We're like, they're like, okay, which one do you want? I'm like, I don't even know which one looks better.
The good one?
Yeah, that exactly. we're like, can you show us a lamb? And then they go to the lamb area. I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking at.
Well, it depends on like what you are trying to make.
Exactly. It's like, I think we were looking at it to make like haneed or something.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, shoot, what do we do? Haneed. We're like calling people, being like, what meat do you use for haneed? Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're doing that. We're calling our parents and we're like buying the meat and we don't know how much meat you need for that.
Oh my God, did you get played?
We don't know like which meat you need for that. I think the lady that was helping us was pretty helpful. Like, you know, she gave us some options, or like she was basically like, oh, you know, do you want this cut up like this or like how? So we had the meat now.
Yeah.
And now we got to figure out what to do with it and how.
I'm going to come over and I'll help you. I'll just come over. Like, yeah. Hey, let's make iftar together.
For real, because we got to figure that out soon.
Yeah.
It's all in the freezer right now, but because for the first day of Ramadan we weren't even at home, we were here.
Yeah.
Right? So we came with the parents. Alhamdulillah, like, it's a good way to start Ramadan, right?
Exactly, it
brings you back to, you know, a little bit of
like tradition.
Exactly. And especially now with my wife being here, you know, she got to see how we normally eat during Ramadan.
Yeah,
it was definitely a little overwhelming.
Was okay. It? The yeah. options
the options, because like also it's your first day, so you forget that your stomach,
it shrinks a little
bit. So you might go a little too overboard, and when you go a little overboard, so I was definitely feeling that too.
Did you guys have halbat marakh?
Yeah.
All my Hararis, you guys know halbat marakh in Ramadan is a staple.
Yeah.
I had it too.
You had it too? I feel like you guys have it every night though.
No, God.
No? Really?
Oh my God. I would die.
I guess, yeah, you usually have like the rice with the drumsticks and the chicken.
Yeah. Honestly, mm-hmm. though, like, because I was making up my days all of last week, mm-hmm. too, I've just been having soup.
Yeah, that's the thing for you. Soup, like, it's been like Ramadan and a half.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm chilling today. Like, not going to lie.
Yeah, you're already like ready for it.
Yeah. But meanwhile, it's like my parents wake up and they're just like, they don't even know their names. They're just like, oh, my God, like, it's so early. And I'm just like, okay, guys, like, ready to have suhoor.
Honestly, suhoor, that's the thing I still need to not get used to. But I don't know how I was eating full meals, because now food, for some reason, suhoor, like, food tastes a little bit different. I guess because you're still waking up and you're immediately eating food.
Yeah.
Because usually I need time to wake up. So I still need to get back into that rhythm. Because I, like, made some, like, rice and chicken and, like, had some veggies with it. But the moment I put it in my mouth, like, it was, like, dry. Like, maybe it's because I just don't know how to cook either. Also, I kind of undercooked the rice a little bit. So that was kind of my fault. But still, it just wasn't ready. I ended up, like, putting it back in the fridge and just made some tuna sandwich.
I was going to say, it's also because now that we're kind of, like, in winter still, there's a lot more time that passes between iftar and suhoor, whereas like in the summertime we would have iftar, go do taraweh or whatever, and then after taraweh it was like late enough where we could literally go out for suhoor and then go home and sleep. I kind of miss that. I don't miss but that was so much easier because it was sort of like, you know, when people do like the extreme intermittent fasting, so they eat, they have like a short window period to eat.
Yeah.
And then they just fast the rest of the time. That was basically us. But now it's like you eat around like 6:30. Then if you're eating like a second meal, usually if you start with like appetizers first and then you eat again, you're probably done eating by like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you go to sleep or whatever at whatever time you sleep.
Yeah.
Then you wake up at 4:30-ish and then you're eating again. That's like you're in breakfast mode now because it's been so long.
Yeah. And I like that because I basically eat the same thing I normally eat during the day, but just I switch the hours.
Oh, so okay.
It feels better that way. Mm. But I need a few more days to see how much of a difference that really makes. Because right now, like, I'm like, oh, maybe I can just... For me, everything's like about protein intake. So as long as I get my protein intake.
I just have a protein shake in the morning.
But the thing is that, like, now you're thinking also of, like, protein intake, but satiation. So you're like, okay, so maybe I need some like oils and some fats to like hold off for the day. Do you not think like that?
I do, but I build my protein shake to include all of that. Oh, and then if I'm like, okay, I'm going to be really hungry today, which I never think like that, but sometimes I do feel it.
Yeah.
Then I'll have like a small side of like Greek yogurt with like berries.
Yeah, Greek yogurt. Those are some like suhoor tips right there.
Yeah.
Like Greek yogurt. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're making a smoothie, like peanut butter or almond butter, throwing that in there, that stuff will really help like fill out the meal chia and make seeds. You feel. Yeah, chia seeds. Those are really good for that. I think like actually Aisha put up a video recently of
the overnight oats.
Overnight oats that High she key, put together. I'm gonna make that. Yeah, so that's it looks something. So good. Especially like if, because usually during Ramadan, like my sugar intake goes down because I can't like snack as much, and gee, I'm like have a big sweet tooth. But if you have that sweet tooth and you get like big cravings, I feel like fitting it into like your breakfast or your suhoor in like an interesting way could be a way to like, what do they call it? Suppress. Oh my god.
No,
my lisp came in there. Suppress. My mouth is dry. Okay, we haven't drank any water yet.
You never have a lisp.
No, I do. It's because like usually I my mouth is so dry now that my lisp is coming back.
Did you say the press?
Don't bring attention to it. Just keep going.
I'm sorry guys, I'm not a bully, I swear, but like,
is she? No,
it's just I'm sorry. Don't look at me like that. Don't do that.
I don't even remember what you were saying. What are you struggling with for a connection, Hannah Sada?
He's really forcing us to move on to the next topic. Oh gosh. Okay, so I wanted to post like a little cute Ramadan Mubarak connection on our Instagram, and I wanted it to be like animated and have like cartoon versions of us. So I was like, let me, you know, exercise my ChatGPT prompting skills, because I feel like I started to use it more. Even though if you go back a couple, like maybe 30 episodes, I used to like be so scared of ChatGPT and AI, but here I am.
They got you.
I know. Okay. So I uploaded a photo of Amir and I, and I was, my prompt was something along the lines of like, please create a Ramadan Mubarak animation with the words Ramadan Mubarak from mm-hmm. Cousin Connection. And please make the cartoons resemble the two people in this photo. They're cousins, not a couple. Make sure they're like Ethiopian.
You wrote that all in there?
Yeah, because the first one we looked like a couple. And we were white, Caucasian. Of course. I brought my laptop just to show you. Yeah. So the first one, we were like two mm-hmm. Arab looking people. And I actually said the man should be in a white thobe and the girl should be in a black abaya mm-hmm. with like a mosque and a crescent moon in the background. Like I was very specific.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this isn't bad, but like we could do better. And then I'd update my prompt and like, you know.
Would you write it exactly like that too?
Kind of. And then it would give me like two options. So I'd be like, okay, I really like the one on the left, but yeah. like, can we change this? And then it was like little things that were starting to get weird. Like they kept giving Amir earrings.
Yeah.
And they kept giving me.
I saw those ones. The bindi.
Like, a bindi. Yeah. I don't know why. And then after that, I got kind of frustrated because I'm like, they are Ethiopian. So they made me look like a typical Habesha girl with like braids.
Yeah.
And like my hijab was like back here. And I was like, oh my God, this is not it. And then like we were the same height. So I was trying to be like mm-hmm. more realistic. So I was like, can you make the man taller than the woman? And then like they had an afro for Amir, but I'm like, his hair doesn't look like that. Mm-hmm. Can you please do a buzz cut? And then they did the buzz cut and then they put the earrings back. And I'm like, yeah. please no earrings on the male. Like it's not that hard.
Yeah.
So then I finally got a picture that we were both surprised
that it was able to follow all that. Okay.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I was making all these updates that at one point it actually told me like, girl, chill, you've generated way too many photos. You need 3 minutes of your entire time. So I was like, okay. One of the photos.
Yeah.
I put like, please make sure that the text says Ramadan Kareem from Cousin Connection. Mm-hmm. You know the one that I sent you?
Yeah.
Where it says like, Cousin Rareem.
Yeah.
And I was like, how did that even happen? Like, I don't
you
even know.
I feel like with AI,
yeah.
you can have so many prompts and so many like iterations that eventually it just like starts like fumbling a little bit because yeah. it's like, okay, I'm overwhelmed a little bit. I don't know how many of these prompts I should include and should not include.
Right.
Yeah. So it starts getting a little confused.
So then eventually we land on a photo that I'm like, okay, Amir, you like this one? He was like, yeah, this one's fine. Mm-hmm. So we agreed on a photo, but then I'm like, okay, let me post it. And then I was like, actually, let me see how good ChatGPT really is.
Yeah.
Let me see if he can come up with a nice caption. So I said, can you come up with a caption for me that says XYZ points mm-hmm. for Ramadan? And Amir, I don't know if you read the caption that I used, but it was so well written. Can you just read this?
Did it know your voice? Like, did it know how?
No. Like, read the caption. Because I was just really impressed.
I dare you to like take that, copy and paste it on the internet and see someone else wrote that up.
Well, I prompted to mention like the mm-hmm. the first sentence.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is pretty good, right?
I'm just saying, man, this is how they take over.
Even the hashtags, like it did the hashtags.
Yeah, it did it perfectly. That's the scary part that it knew. But on, I guess, you know what? Like that isn't super sophisticated on like what you're asking it to do.
Yeah.
So it makes sense, but I'm surprised that it got our voice, not our voices, because I feel like that is pretty generic. Like what it says is here. Let me see what it says here.
Read it out loud.
It says, as we welcome this blessed month, we pray that Allah grants us all a Ramadan filled with worship, peace, reflection, and growth. May our hearts be purified, our prayers be answered, and our faith be strengthened.
Wow.
Let's make the most of this time to reconnect with our deen, our loved ones, and our purpose. Wishing you all an endless blessings, mercy, and light throughout the month and beyond.
Wow. Guys, there's no way I could have written that myself.
I feel like that's like a very generic, like...
Generic?
You know, okay, you know what I mean? Like, it's safe. It's like, I feel like anyone could post that. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. Would you post that?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, no, I mean,
oh,
like,
my personal life?
If you were to write one out yourself, would it look exactly like that? No, yeah.
Something along the lines of that. Like, this top part, mm-hmm. The first sentence where it says, I said, like, make sure that the caption says that we ask Allah to grant us mm-hmm. a month filled with, like, worship, peace, reflection, and growth. That's all I said. Yeah. Everything else was chat.
We're slowly going to convert ChatGPT. By the end of Ramadan, ChatGPT will be just
and it
start trying to convert people slowly.
But after the caption, it said, I hope you like the prompt. Like, happy Ramadan. Yeah, it was like, I literally saved the convo to show
you. We should make a conversation with ChatGPT, like, what religion do you follow?
I think someone tried to do that.
Have you ever heard of Islam?
But like, I was really impressed. Like, mm-hmm. I know the photo part, because it was using, so ChatGPT works with like other apps. Mm-hmm. And when I noticed that you could kind of like link it with other ones, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Let's do that. And that's how I got these images. And at first I was like, I was laughing because it just looked really funny.
Yeah.
But captions wise, like,
let us know what you think about AI and like using to make your job easier. Have you guys started using AI to make your job easier? Mm-hmm. You know, because I feel like everyone kind of uses it these days mm-hmm. as like an email writer for them. Right?
I've used it for my resume.
Even for resumes? Because mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's been normalized very heavily now. And I feel like literally you can go like 40 episodes back where we were completely scared about how it's going to take over everything.
It's insane.
It's crazy how you can get used to something so easily.
I know. We're so adaptable. So quickly. Yeah. Human beings, man. Mm-hmm. We're so weak.
It's a marketing, man. They got us.
Before we end the episode, actually, mm-hmm. I just kind of wanted to give you a preview, because I'm assuming by the time you guys are listening to this, it mm-hmm. would have been like the first week of Ramadan has passed. I'm sure you're looking for Ramadan content, especially if you're trying to like reduce listening to music during mm-hmm. this month. So our plan is, we want to start, because you know every year we have the Ramadan series and we try and incorporate mm-hmm. A little bit of like good reminders and like the deen aspect to our episodes. And so one thing that like Amir and I were kind of talking about was seeing if we can have like verse of the week, you know. And so what we'll do is we'll pick a verse and kind of obviously like have it. Now, we're not doing tafsir of Quran, okay? We're not scholars. I'm just putting that out there. But part of the point that I'm going to bring up next week about finding a connection with Ramadan is actually just connecting with the Quran, right? Like and doing that is reading it, and then I'm obviously going to pull up the translation. I'm not going to try and interpret what it means or mm-hmm. explain those types of things, but just connecting with it in that sense. And then obviously we'll have other themes. Like, that's just going to be one little segment. If you guys want to see something specific from us, let us know in the comments. Like, we are more mm-hmm. than happy and open to explore. Like, we're always looking to you know, improve our content and try something new. But yeah, I kind of just want to like give you guys a preview of what to expect in the coming episodes.
Yeah. So if you want to see those episodes, make sure you hit the subscribe button.
Yeah.
And also for those who are watching right now, hit the like button. It'll get our video out there. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll make us friendly with the algorithm again, because we've been, you know, especially today, we've been a little bit controversial because YouTube apparently hates us talking about politics and Raza and all these things. But you know, hopefully with your interactions and you leaving comments as well, you know, commenting on the things that we talked about, that also help. But until then, oh yeah, also follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Cousin mm-hmm. Connection Pod. But until then, we'll see y'all next week. Bye.